gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Home My Bev Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only DTF. Dylan, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Wish Dan Campbell knew how to go for it on a fourth down. He decided to opt to go for it, but he should have kicked field goals twice. Just not sitting well with me, but
no, not me either.
Ultimately, it was a good weekend, but
yeah, that whole game's not sitting well with me at the moment, but we'll get into that one last. Feel bad for Lions fans, though. Let's go ahead and break into a couple of things that happened during this week since we last recorded. The Browns officially hired their offensive coordinator, which is former Bills coordinator Ken Dorsey, who was fired midway through the season. Dylan, how are you feeling about that?
I don't like picking up guys who get fired, let alone somebody who we've seen fail in an offense. I can't remember if it was you or Alex, but somebody brought up a good point that nobody wants to deal with Deshaun.
It was Alex.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I'm indifferent because he could come in and change our whole offense and look a lot better, but who knows? Not until we see it on the field.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is really going to be an upgrade from what we previously had with Van Pelt, whether Stefanski's still going to be, you know, mainly calling the offense or what he's going to be doing. So that's going to be a big determinant whether this hiring was good or not and what it's really going to benefit us with. I'm glad it wasn't Brian Johnson, but I don't think that this one's the best move that we could have done, but you were probably, or Alex is probably right. People probably don't want to work with Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, you know, hopefully next season. I mean, obviously, that's a very famous Brown saying. It's always next season. You know, we can get a little bit of our money's worth with Deshaun. I don't know how high hopes I have, but we'll see. We'll see. Definitely banking on Flacco coming back, though.
Yeah, I hope. I hope he comes back. It'll be sweet.
Yeah. Also, Kellen Moore, who also interviewed with the Browns for their coordinator position, has officially been hired by the Eagles as their offensive coordinator. So longtime Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator, now the coordinator for the rival Philadelphia Eagles. I like that Sirianni has someone more experienced there now than Brian Johnson. And I think that he can help take them back to where they were. It's just a matter of who all they're going to lose this offseason now that Jalen Hurts is paid.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But yeah. Also, Brandon Staley has been interviewing with a couple of teams, such as the Packers, Dolphins, and Rams for their defensive coordinator position. That way he can't be going for it on fourth down like Dan Campbell did tonight.
Twice.
Yeah. Yeah. Both bad calls. Very bad calls. Still very sore in my sour taste in my mouth. I feel for a lot of Lions fans as a Browns fan. Not that we've even been to the conference championship in my lifetime or anytime soon, but that just leaves a sour taste in my mouth. That we'll get into that game. We'll get into that game. I'll just start going on a rant if I keep talking about it. Luka Doncic scored a new career high, 73 points over the weekend against the Atlanta Hawks. So obviously you can see big Luka fan right there. Got his autographed jersey up there. Yeah, I hope he wins MVP this year. Probably won't, but
it's only right if he gets 77 points in the game.
I was really hoping he was going to get 77.
Yeah.
Also, did you see that video of Darren Waller?
No.
So there's a drama going around about, so you know how he's married to the one WNBA player. What's her
Yeah.
name? Kelsey Plum or something
From
like
the
that.
Aces.
Yeah. Apparently people are concerned whether he has CTE or not. After posting a TikTok about yeah, let me pull it up. I'll just go ahead and play it. It's not like I can get copyrighted for his TikTok. But basically it was about him, like his girl leaving him.
Is he actually talking, or is it music, or?
Music. And they just got married recently, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, I'd say.
And I know that he's had his own problems especially at the beginning of his career. Didn't have the best upbringing and was a recovering, I don't remember if it was just drug or alcohol. But he is a recovering addict. So I'm wondering if he's starting to resort back to that or what it may be. But yeah, he's starting to give me AB vibes a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like it. I didn't even see that come up in my feed.
Yeah, no, it's just a tough scene. Tough scene. What's another thing that I saw today? There was one about the Lions, funny enough. Oh, well, I'll mention this. I didn't realize that the last time that these two teams met up in the playoffs, the 49ers and the Lions, the game was decided by a game losing field goal.
Yeah.
He missed a game winning field goal. Which is when they still had Barry Sanders on the team too.
And there's
And
a
I think
live
that was the
lion.
last playoff game they ever played.
There's a live lion on the field too.
There was. They needed a live line.
Yeah. Would have been sick.
Yeah. But Dylan, before we get into this recap, should we go over our award show that we're going to be doing this week?
Sure.
All right. So we've decided that we are going to start every year, give out our Hold My Bev awards for the NFL season. This year's categories is the Hold My Bev award, just the absolute person that was like, hold my bev and show me what, or I'll show you what I got on the field. The biggest fantasy dud of the year, best meme of the year, post game conference award, or best post game conference award, coolest guy in the NFL, best play of the year, lowest IQ of the year, pancake of the year. We got the fullback of the year, and then hardest motherfucking hit of the season award. And we have a couple of people that we're gonna have voting on these. Me and Dylan both have nominees that we're gonna decide on middle of the week. Dylan, do you think we should post those, our nominees?
Yeah.
Or should we just keep it private?
No, we should. We
I
could
feel like we
post it.
should post a list of the final nominees that we have, and then we'll have people vote on them.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely looking forward to that this week, especially with us not having any football, other than maybe a little bit of the Pro Bowl, depending on how in depth we decide to go with that, if we want to at all. Maybe we'll make bets on who wins dodgeball. Who knows? Who knows? I think the Pro Bowl is so boring. The
Yeah.
dodgeball is cool, but I wish it was like how they used to have it, where it would be like the longest throw. Because I always like whenever I see that come up on my timeline, where they used to do longest throw, and you'd see like Brett Favre throw like 74 yards.
Did you happen to catch that Mecole Hardman predicted his future on Hard Knocks in this in the training camp with the Jets?
No.
They had a magician or a crystal ball type of guy come in, a psychic come in, and like asked Mecole Hardman, "Who will you be playing in the Super Bowl this year?" And he said 49ers. And the guy says, "What will the final score be?" And Mecole Hardman says 31-21. So then he flips the card around and it says Jets 49ers, Jets winning 31-21. So get your correct score bets in now for Chiefs 31, 49ers 21.
That's crazy. Are you putting a bet on that?
More than likely, yes.
I like that. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into this recap for both the AFC and NFC championships. We'll go ahead and start off with the AFC championship. We had the Kansas City Chiefs making it back to the Super Bowl once again. What's that? 4 out of the last 6 years now?
4 out of the last 5.
4 out of the last 5. Oh, he's made it to the championship game 6 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, 4 out of 5 years to make it to the Super Bowl. That's crazy, especially how young he is in his career still. The Chiefs won over the Baltimore Ravens 17-10. In all honesty, there was not one point in this game where I thought the Ravens were going to win.
I genuinely gauged it off of the first drive. The Chiefs looked so electric on the first drive. I said, there's no way the Ravens are winning this. Little did I know that the Ravens would not even show up. Few electric plays. Zay Flowers is just so not ready for these big lights. I mean, how are you going to taunt somebody? I mean, that right there was a momentum shifter. If Zay Flowers doesn't taunt that guy, they probably don't go down and bad karma fumble on the goal line into the end zone for a touchback, which I hate that rule so much.
See, I
Just
don't mind it. I don't mind it. I used to hate it, especially when it happened to the Browns, but I mean, at the same time, where are you going to place the ball? Are you going to just place it at the 1 yard line?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, in this instance, the chief fell on the ball in the end zone, so it's rightfully so a fumble. He gets the ball touchback, but I hate that it's automatically the other team's ball. If you fumble it in the end zone and it goes out of bounds, like to me, that should be you still have the ball, but guess what? Instead of a touchback, other team gets it. We're sending you back to the 25. I
See,
don't think.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad idea. I think that'd be a good compromise to both. But I think it should stay whatever down it was. Or it should be
Sure,
like the
replay.
next down. So say it was 2nd and 10. It'd be like that play never happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that should be like the cost of it if you didn't want it to be a touchback. It would be like, say it was 2nd down, it'd be 3rd down now.
I don't know. I'm just not a fan of the rule, but
Yeah, I get that.
I just think that was a big momentum shifter there. They did have a chance to come back twice. Then Lamar got too greedy. I mean, it was very similar to last week with the Packers losing and how the how was it how the Bills lost too? No, because they just had a missed field goal. But like how the Packers, he threw the interception when they really didn't need to throw the ball right away. Baker Mayfield too. That's what I was thinking of. You know, there was just no patience. Lamar had the ball on second down, he threw it to the end zone in triple coverage to Likely. Of all his, receivers, was there a little contact in the end zone? Sure. But the ball was way short, threw into triple coverage. It was getting picked off.
Yeah,
So
I
this
didn't think it was enough to call pass interference.
no. There was just some big mistakes. I mean, you can't have two turnovers on the goal line or, in the end zone. And Lamar just did not look good.
No, he did not. He started off, what, the first drive looking good. Had a rushing touchdown. But throwing the ball was not his strength at all today. I remember seeing at one point he was, I want to say, 6 for 16 passing the ball. That's just not acceptable in the NFL. Still ended up with what, close to, I think it was close to 300 yards if he broke the plane on it. Let me double check. I don't think he quite got 300 yards.
Travis and Taylor had a good game. Travis,
Yeah, Travis had an
11.
amazing game.
At one point, he had 11 receptions, 110 yards, and a touchdown. He was just out there making shit happen.
Yeah, I'm already going to say one future bet that I'm going to say for the Super Bowl. MVS touchdown anytime. Just got a gut feeling. He always just seems to come up in the clutch times. It was the same way in the Bills game, too.
Agreed. I had actually, I'll get into it in the second game, but I had looked around to see which touchdowns I liked the best for the first and second game. And I've been trying to stay away from like a Travis Kelce, but I saw there was a FanDuel special that was Travis Kelce first touchdown, Zay Flowers second touchdown. And it was like plus 9,000 odds. And a lot of people took it. And it ended up hitting for a lot of people, but
Yeah, that's nuts.
I didn't really have a touchdown bet though for the first game. I did do one for the second game though.
Yeah, my touchdown parlay, I thought I was gonna hit. The one that I was worried about, obviously that was the one that didn't hit. I had CMC and Gibbs anytime, and then I had St. Brown anytime. But St. Brown didn't get a touchdown. He got like two catches within like the 10-yard line, but not enough for a touchdown. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into that game, actually. San Francisco 49ers end up defeating the Detroit Lions coming back. I believe it was the largest comeback in the NFC Championship history after halftime. Dan Campbell decided he was playing Madden, I guess, against his young little cousin and thought that he could just go for it on fourth down every single time. Yeah, I feel so bad for Detroit Lions fans right now because I was with you most of the season. You guys got me a steak dinner that I still got to eat at some point. But man, I just don't get it. I don't get it at all.
It was a heartbreaking loss.
Yeah, that game was theirs for the taking, and all they had to do was, just keep playing the way they were the first half. And I don't know what happened at halftime, whether, they brought a real line into the locker room or what they did. It was not the same team that came out the second half. Offense or defense. I felt like only a couple of players came back for defense, but that was not right at all.
No. I had a huge check anytime, and he was close twice. They actually did give him a fullback dive on the goal line, but he didn't get far. And he had a couple catches in the game. He had a couple clutch catches, but it was plus 1,000, so no one was really expecting it to happen, but still fun.
Yeah, I actually thought he was going to get it, the play right before McCaffrey's first touchdown. But They said that he was like right inside the 2 yard line. Well, yeah, rough week for Lions fans. That was the game that I was looking forward to the most because I was really happy for Lions fans and thought they actually had a real shot, and they did, and Dan Campbell blew it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see what the post conf or the press conference has to be. I mean, it's got to be Dan Campbell in tears or just saying like it's all on me, I fucked up. But man, I don't know. I'm at the point now where you question. It's been 3 years. He doesn't have a positive record. It's like almost broken even. It's like 25 and 26 and one. What's the next move with Dan Campbell? I mean, he gets this team going, and I mean, it's kind of like how they wanted fire Sirianni was trending when Sirianni just took them to the Super Bowl last year. Will that be the similar conversation in Detroit, or will Detroit be loyal and trust the process? In my honest opinion, I think that yes, he was too aggressive. Yes, they did blow a 17-point lead, but this is still the best the Lions have looked in 30, 40 years, 30, 40 years. I mean,
Yeah. I don't see him losing his job. But I do see him being on like sort of the hot seat going into this next season. It's definitely something they're going to be looking into. Hopefully he won't gamble as much. It's not that I mind him gambling as long as it's like I don't want to say an educated gamble because that's not really a real thing. In my opinion, but don't go for it on fourth down when you just lost the lead. You had the lead the entire game. You have no momentum. Just take the points and tie up the game. There's 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You just gave them the ball back where they could just run some a lot of the clock out, and they ended up scoring another touchdown. Man, you guys they got lucky and drove back down the field and scored a touchdown, but they only gave themselves what 50 seconds left on the clock. So he was at that point, he's banking on just getting an off onside kick.
Which they're close.
Yeah, but when you could have just tied the game and still applied some pressure to the 49ers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was one of the worst collapses I've ever seen. That was debatably, I don't want to say it was as bad as the Falcons, but it's the
That's a
vibes it
little,
gave me. It's the vibes
yeah.
that it
It's
gave me. I won't
a
go that far, but
little tougher because that was the actual Super Bowl. But
yeah.
I mean, for somebody who had the ball or they had the game in their hands. They were in the driver's seat. I mean, I can't believe it.
Yeah, that was so bad. Other than that, Dylan, is there anything else you wanted to talk about on this episode? I know it's a real short episode, but two games, not too many hires in between episodes.
Yeah.
Not a ton to talk about. But we're gonna find some more content to talk about next week, especially when we do our awards segment.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than
I
that.
did want to point out. I did want to point out a couple things. We are mostly a football podcast. We do talk about the NBA. We'll talk a little bit about baseball, but I want to make it a goal for us in the year 2024 to really open up to more sports, starting with like NHL. I've never dipped into hockey as much as I want to. And I
Same
think this
here.
is the year I really want to learn more about hockey and get involved. Obviously, the Blue Jackets are ass. The only hope I have is the Lightning. Gabby's from Chicago, so she likes the Blackhawks. But definitely want to dip more into hockey. I've been watching golf for a couple of years now, so I'm really intrigued by anything that goes on in the golf world. But we definitely want to keep more people interested, and we're going to have more to talk about another goal is to get more videos out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I definitely want to film more content, whether it's, us at the golf course or us interacting with other sports fans at different events. Yeah, definitely looking forward to doing that this summer, and building that up on our different platforms. I've been trying to do more on TikTok as well for our TikTok account, which if you're not following, go follow at Hold My Bev podcast on TikTok. I'll go ahead and post it right down here.
That was the main thing I had. I'm excited for the Hold My Bev Awards. I think that's going to be an exciting episode. Just kind of gives a point of view of who we thought really shined this year. And on top of it, it'll be fun to see who we select to pick these awards and who ends up winning.
I'm definitely
Good
excited
part.
for the awards. I'm
Our
still
committee.
deciding what we should wear for these awards. I feel like maybe we get nice on these awards.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see how we're feeling. We'll see how we're feeling. But yeah, other than that, looking forward to the Super Bowl. Looking forward to our awards show. This is going to be a good week for me and Dylan as well, because we can really hone down on our schedule going forward and, what we plan on putting out in the future.
Yep.
But yeah, other than that, guys, we appreciate you guys tuning into this episode. And real quick, before we do close out, I want you guys to comment down below who you guys want to win the Super Bowl. And I'm going to ask Dylan, who does he want to win this Super Bowl? Chiefs
And
or
the
49ers?
home of the Chiefs. We're back rooting for Kansas City, baby. One night only, February 10th or February 11th. Book it. We got the Chiefs, baby. I can't wait to do our picks episode. I'm going to have so many stupid degenerate bets on these guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and probably root for the Chiefs as well. It's hard because McCaffrey's one of my favorite players, but I'm not gonna bet against M Patty Mahomes, especially when I have Patty Mahomes jersey and not McCaffrey's.
Yes. Amen to that. So make sure you guys have a good week. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you got a problem.
Peace.